Case, please.
Our next case is number 12,079. Mark McCreary is seeking a special use exception for a garage studio apartment, section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Wilga Cemetery Road, approximately 2,200 feet west of the intersection of Wilga Cemetery Road and Bayard Road. The 911 address is 34615 Wilga Cemetery Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 115.08. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and 1 no return.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Mark McCreary, 34615 Wilga Cemetery Road, Frankfurt, Delaware, 1997.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you? I would like to apply for a special use permit for an existing building that I have on my property. When I purchased the property in 2005, the area I request to use now was previously used as a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment by the previous owner. This was previous to the house being placed on the property. My understanding at the time, both the realtor and the next-door neighbor, was that the garage building was constructed previous to the house and that the owner used it as his residence while working in the building as a welder. From 2005 through the spring of 2015, the property was used as a rental with the outbuildings not included in the lease. As long as I've owned the property, I've not rented any outbuildings or used that for anything but storage for tools, furniture, and personal belongings. When I moved to the property in April of 2015, I demoed the existing paneling, cabinets, flooring, etc., as it was damaged from years of unconditioned air and moisture. Between 6 of 2015 and 11 of 2016, I renovated the area not knowing that the previous owner had never pulled permits for the original work. I have a 60-year-old sister who I'd like to provide assisted living facilities for. She has bad arthritis in her hands and knees, and she would benefit greatly from the availability of a ground level living quarters as well as having family on premises for personal care and assistance. My next door neighbors have expressed positive reaction to the project.
Okay, we'll see if we have any questions. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Workman.
You didn't get any permits to do any repairs or anything?
No, sir.
And you're going to use it for your sister?
Yes, sir.
No stoves, no nothing in there like that?
Well, I'd like to ask for the permission to use a stove and a microwave if that's possible.
Okay. No bathrooms, no nothing like that?
There was an existing bathroom in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
When you purchased the property, did it have an existing bathroom and kitchen?
Yes.
In this building?
Yes, it did.
No further questions?
Thank you. Ms. McGee?
No
questions.
Okay. How big is the lot? Looks like a little over an acre, is that right?
1.23, yes, sir.
What's in the neighborhood? Are there residential generally, or?
I've got a residential house right next door to me, and then there's one on the other side of him. Across from me, there's a large area. I believe it's might be close to 100 acres. It's one lot.
The farmland?
It's wooded. Okay. Yeah. In the rear of me, that parcel where your arrow is one large farmland property. And then to the left of my lot on your screen, there's 3 lots there. They're just wooded.
And
fairly isolated.
One of the requirements for a garage studio apartment is that you have a designated parking space for that apartment. Do you have that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the special use exemption. This has been here since 2005. It's not will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent neighboring property. And it was not created by the applicant. And okay.
Thank you. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,079. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,079 is approved.
Okay, thank you. Have a great evening.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Next case.